the Culture Kills Music Podcast, Episode 3.
Hello again, this is Matthew Caprail, and this is the Culture Kills Music Podcast, Episode 3. If you've never heard the show before, well, the basic rule that I adhere to is that I only play Podsafe / pre-cleared music, or music to which I've received permission to play from the artists themselves. As you can tell, I'm starting to get a little more comfortable doing this, so naturally my voice sounds a little more subdued this time out. In the past two shows, I've set a precedent of playing 6 songs, but this time out, due to the fact that I'm playing 2 much longer songs, there'll only be 5. And you'll see why. You'll definitely see why. Like, there's 2 7-minute-plus songs on this podcast, so if I played 6 songs, it'd be well over half an hour long just for the music. So I made a decision. I'm playing 5 songs, and 5 is what I'm sticking with. But without further ado, let's get the show started with a song which is sort of sweet. Maybe even precious. Yes, precious. I think that's the right word for it. Precious. Can I say that word anymore? I don't know.
Drop in like flies from the way
And that was Kensington Prairie with Crooked Things Straight from the album Captured in Still Life, an album which was chosen by NPR as the number 3 folk album of 2008. Kensington Prairie is a solo project for Rebecca Rowan and her husband Nathan, who was formerly of a group called Maplewood Lane. And she's formerly out of Vancouver, but she's a recent transplant to Burlington, Ontario. And while I can't confirm this, I think the project is named after an agricultural area south of Surrey, BC. Like, it's close to Vancouver. The place is called Kensington Prairie, and she's from Vancouver, so it just makes sense to me. But I can't confirm or deny that, you know. I found it at Killbeat Music, and when I was looking for Podsafe audio, like Podsafe Music, I found that site. I think the reason I picked the song was because the whole thing sort of reminded me of the Sundays, and I really enjoy their music, so going with something that sounds sort of similar, well, it seemed like a no-brainer to me. And speaking of brains, I'm going to break precedent here. The title of this song is so awesome, I have to tell you it before we get there. The name of the song is "This Is Where the Robot Escapes His Evil Captor, comma, Finds Raygun, comma, Plots Revenge." The band is Giant Brain. We'll be right back. That was Giant Brain with "This is where the robot escapes his evil captor, comma, finds Raygun, comma, plots revenge," from the album Thorn of Thrones. Now, I found this song on a promo service called Iota PromoNet, and like literally I was going through a list of about 50,000 songs, and this was the first song whose title I had to click it to see what it was, because it was just like a title like that. You gotta know what that song is. You have to find out. If you don't, it's gonna bug you for the rest of your life. You have to know what that song is. And I'm glad I clicked play on that, because it's astounding, man. It's astonishing. The band is out of Royal Oak, Michigan, so they're somewhat local for me. And in reading their bio, they have a quote about what they are, like what they do, and I just think it perfectly sums up the band. "If only because the Giant Brain is native to the Motor City, one could think of Giant Brain as can gunning a GTO down Route 66, or the Stooges speeding down the Autobahn in a late model Porsche." Although somebody would yell at me and say, "It's a Porsche!" But, you know, yeah, whatever. And you know I have to appreciate, it's almost like a Futurama kind of reference, because I think of like the giant floating brains that are attacking Earth, and Bender, and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's like, it's a geek friendly title. What can I say, you know? It's semi Kraut Rock. It's like Neo Kraut Rock. But enough about Giant Brain. Let's go from Neo Kraut Rock to a band whose name sounds more than vaguely German.
Oh,
And that was Kaiser Cartel with Oh No, from the album March 4th. The band's name is derived from the last names of the two members of the band, Courtney Kaiser and Benjamin Cartel. Personally, if someone told me that the Nihilists from The Big Lebowski were going to be referred to as the Kaiser Cartel in an early draft of the script, I'd totally believe them. Looking at my notes, I see that in March they are playing dates in New York, Toronto, Louisville, and at South by Southwest. So, I think I have listeners in pretty much all of those places, like New York, Toronto, Louisville, and maybe even Austin. So, if you're in those areas, maybe you'll check them out. But let's move away from the East Coast and head over to the Rockies and beyond for a short burst of surfing goodness. That was Sandy and the Surf Sonics with Playa Encanada. Yeah, my accent is horrible, but what are you going to do? And that was off the album Oceanic. If you remember back on the first show, I played some semi-surf, but this is just some full-on surf sound indeed. This four-piece is originally from Austin, Texas, which, yeah, speak of the devil, I was just talking about South by Southwest, but they make Denver, Colorado their home now. Now, I know you wouldn't expect surf music to hail from either Austin or Denver, per se, but somehow it works. Well, it does for me, at least. And from looking at their site, they seem to have surf music in their blood, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. Yeah, my reasoning for having like two shorter songs in a row was it was sort of like making a musical double stuffed Oreo. Two songs back, it was that big, long, almost 8-minute song, and we're going into the final song of this podcast, and it's over 7 minutes long as well. And I hope you last till the very end, because this is another interesting longer song. We'll be right back.
most people record songs about love, heartbreak, loneliness, being broke. Nobody's actually went out and recorded a song about real pain.
Thank you.
track with Real Pain from the album The Remix Sessions, which is a double CD of remixes of the work released in 2007. The band is comprised of, and please forgive my accent, I have a horrible, horrible accent with anything outside of English. The band is comprised of Oscar De Jong, Mark Knepper, and Wimplug. W-I-M. I know I said that wrong. Wimplug. Even though their name sounds like two kinds of drugs, crack and smack are not the illegal pharmaceuticals I think of when I hear their music. And from what I've read, they're a great live band. So if you ever saw them live, it would probably be better than what you've just heard. which is saying something, because that's a pretty good song. And like a few of the other artists I've talked about today, they are also going to be playing at, you know it, South by Southwest. It's like I've become the South by Southwest promo network, really. It's just like every artist I'm playing, it seems to be playing at South by Southwest at some point. Either they have or they will. I don't know why. Probably have that information because it's coming up next month. So, well, technically, like I'm recording this in February, but technically it will be this month in March. But anyway, after 25 minutes of music and me ranting and raving. But anyway, after me discussing this for 8 or so minutes, after 25 minutes of music, yeah, you probably get sick of me, so this is the stuff I have to say. This podcast used music from Killbeat Music, Aerial Publicity, IOTA PromoNet, and the PodSafe Music Network. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you come back in 2 weeks for the next episode of the Culture Kills Music Podcast.